All right, everyone, lights out. Yes, you too. We'll see everybody in the morning, bright and early. We have a lot of ground to cover tomorrow. Night, guys. Oh, that fire is nice. So how did you enjoy your first time being a chaperone? Is it different than being on the other side of it? Yeah. It is a different experience. I do appreciate you volunteering to go. When the other faculty advisor bailed, it was nice to know that the co-op guys were willing to step up. So, thanks. I appreciate that. How'd you get the fire so high? Well, that makes sense. Sorry, I'm not an outdoors person. Not at all. Yeah? Every weekend, huh? Well, that's neat. Oh. Well, that sounds about right. I would have been useless with the fire, too. Your sister and I have something in common. Did you go with your parents? Well, that sounds like a lovely trip. No, I didn't. My parents were your typical overachievers. Worked all the time. When they weren't working, we were focusing on activities and where the next tournament for something was, or the next recital, or the next lesson, or homework, or we didn't do the whole family trip thing. Just not in the cards. But, I mean, I benefited from that in other ways, I suppose. Yeah, I think about it every now and then. Family trips would be overrated, I think. At least to me, it was just me and my parents. And my dad kind of took off when I was about 14, so it was just me and my mom after that. Anyway. I don't know why I'm telling you this. So, tomorrow, the plan is to get them up at 6 and feed them something before we start hiking again. We should reach the next campsite mid-afternoon, I think, if we stop for a light lunch. Yeah. The actual camp that we're going to, we should get there by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If we push through, we could probably get there by tomorrow night, but I don't know if I want to push them that hard. They're not exactly used to this. Well, no. This type of school, they don't put emphasis on survival skills and stamina in the wilderness, you know? This is more for street cred? I don't know. Anyway, it's fine. Are you gonna hang out here and enjoy the fire for a bit, or are you gonna turn in? No, it's still early. I'm not tired yet. I'm a bit of a night owl. She says as she yawns. Excuse me, sorry. It has been a long day. Well, having to carry 2 extra packs because the girls couldn't handle them. Oh, God. What are we, freaking 50s? Yeah. No, they're carrying their own stuff tomorrow. I'm not dealing with that. They either carry it or they sleep on the ground without sleeping bags. I'm not going through that again. We're gonna toughen them up. You up to the challenge? Yeah, I bet you are. Yeah, my tent's fine. I got it set up when I helped the kids. Fire is nice. You could just stare at it. I do look forward to this trip every year. This is my 6th year teaching at this school. I did 2 years in a short term covering maternity leaves at another school before this. So it's my 8th year teaching. What about you? You're in your final year, getting ready to take the plunge. Anything lined up for next year? Really? Wow. I wondered if that old goat was going to retire at any time. Well, it's a great department. No, not really my field, but I stick to the outdoorsy stuff, I guess. I do phys ed right now because I'm kind of juggling, but typically I do English and drama and music. I kind of cover a lot of bases. We all kind of do. You'll see that if you come on board as a full-time teacher with us. We tend to move around. It's the joys of a private school. We have more leniency than the public school system. That wind's picking up. No, I'm fine. I can handle a little wind. Not gonna blow away. That fire might, though. Might want to put some more brush on it. Let me get that. Oh. Sorry. I didn't mean to bump into you like that. No, I don't think there's cell reception up here. I gotta text a girlfriend, tell her you're okay. You made it in the woods, not being eaten by a bear or something. No girlfriend, huh? Boyfriend? Hey, thought I'd ask. Me? No. Mm-mm. No, I did the husband thing. For about 2 years, and then that kind of went to pot. He wasn't a very nice person, let's just put it that way. He seemed to be, and then he wasn't anymore, and I just don't have time for that shit, so sorry, I don't have time for that stuff. I shouldn't be cursing. I just, no, there isn't anybody. Maybe my dog, but he's staying at my mom's, so he's not waiting for me. He's probably being spoiled rotten and fed all kinds of treats, and he'll be roly-poly by the time I get back. But other than that, I don't think he's waiting for a text, though. I must be tired. I'm getting delirious. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm single because I choose to be. I like just coming and going and doing as I please. What about you? You're getting ready to graduate college and got good prospects lined up by the sounds of things. You're a good-looking guy. No girlfriend? That's a conscious choice, is it? I mean, you asked. You started this. I mean, what else are we gonna do? Sitting in the middle of the woods with 20 teenagers in tents sleeping around us, no cell service, staring at a bonfire. May as well chat, right? Oh, well, That makes sense. Focus on getting school done, getting on your feet. Sounds like you're pretty practical. You'll do well at this school if this is where you end up. Yeah, me too. I hope you do too. You've been a big help today. You handle the kids well, and you've been a level head dealing with teenagers. That's not always easy. So I appreciate that. Oh. Well, you don't need to impress me. I'm just here because I love working with the kids. And this was always my trip right from the beginning. And like I said, the faculty bailed and you're doing the co-op, so you're next in line, and I do appreciate that you volunteered. Oh. Okay. Well, that's lovely, but it's not exactly appropriate, is it? That you volunteered because it was me. We should probably not have that conversation right now. No, I'm just thinking you're technically a student still. Not my student, but somebody's. And you're here in a professional capacity, and the look you're giving me is it's hotter than that fire. Shit. Okay. All right. See, you've got me cursing. I don't curse when the kids are around. Do you really think they're sleeping? I doubt it. I was yelling at them 10 minutes ago. They're not sleeping yet. They're probably tee-heeing in their tents right now, trying to figure out how to sneak the boys into the girls' tents and the girls into the boys' tents. How these things go. That's why I stay out here as long as I possibly can. Sneaking boys into girls' tents and girls into boys' tents? Are you asking for pointers? Again, I don't think that's appropriate, but thanks. I get it. I do. And you're attractive. I'm just, we're here to do a job. Right. Oh. Well, that is true. It is just the two of us, and the kids are in their tent. Are you asking me? Oh, really? It's quite the smirk. Okay. Say I play along. What does that look like? I'm serious. What are you asking for? Well, now you're just flabbergasted. Did you not expect that kind of an answer? Okay. Well, it's just the two of us. There's a fire. The tents are over there. Pretty sure that we'd have lots of warning if someone came out of their tent. And I don't know if it's just nature all around and being all jacked up from all the hiking and the adrenaline of the day. You smell really good, even after walking all day. I'm starting to think it might be a good idea. So you think we can be quiet? Well, no, we can't go in the tent. I have to wait and make sure nobody sneaks out. So if you want to do something, it has to be here. Yes, I'm serious. Well, I'm not that much older than you. Okay, enough. I'm old enough. Can you handle it? Let's see, shall we? Yes, that's my hand up your thigh. And your belt buckle. Well, feels like you're interested anyway, at the very least. Oh, the idea of an older woman is hot, is it? Really? You haven't seen anything yet. Let me just take you out. Well, hello. That's what I love about a younger man. Takes you no time at all to get hard. Cock you have there. No, I'm just gonna keep my fingers around it for a minute. Just kind of rub my thumb on the underside of the head. Just gently. Have you ever had an older woman make you come? Have you ever had her tease you so much you thought you were gonna explode? Have you ever had her suck every last drop of cum out of you until you begged her to stop because you couldn't handle it anymore? Your cock just twitched. I'm guessing that idea is appealing to you, isn't it? Yeah. 'Cause see, the other thing I like about a younger man is that I can tell them what to do. And because of how good I can make them feel, they do as they're told. Are you gonna do as you're told? Yeah. Good. Good boy. I've got my hand around. Thing is, we have to be quiet because the kids can't know what's going on. Pretty sure that would be a bad thing. So, no matter what I do to you, you have to stay quiet, okay? If you make even the smallest noise, And it won't be very comfortable spending the next couple of days with that. Will it? No, I didn't think so. I'm getting so turned on just feeling your cock in my hand. I meant what I said about sucking. Yeah, I'm pulsing my fingers around you. It's awful, isn't it? It's just enough to drive you crazy, but not enough to actually satisfy you. My thumb is rubbing over that spot just below the head. Just enough. Can you imagine what my mouth feels like? How warm it is. How wet. How tight it is when I suck. When I take you down my throat. I love swallowing cock. Taking it down. Oh, you're moving your hips, trying to get me to move my hand. Not yet. Not yet. This is a little more than you bargained for, isn't it? But my mouth is nothing compared to my pussy. It's been a while since I've been properly. But I'm wet. I can feel it. I'm so wet just sitting here with your cock in my hand because I know that you just want me to sit on it. You can't decide, can you? Do you want me to swallow it or do you want me to sit on it? Or both. It's not mutually exclusive. I mean, I'm sure being young and healthy, you can come more than once. Yeah. Well, we can try, right? How come you look so concerned? If you do it properly, it can be an amazing experience. Well, we'll play it by ear. But for now, because I'm getting really fucking horny. Yeah, I cursed. I'm gonna curse a lot more before we're done. You like my tongue flicking just below the head of your cock. Mm. I wish I could take your pants off. As long as I grab your balls, I'd feel them fill in my hand. Get heavy and tight. Begging to let go. Good boy. You're not making any noise. Admit it, you wanted to come on this trip. You were hoping to fuck me. Oh, you're swelling. I think it's time I swallowed you, don't you? Hold still. You push up into my mouth, it stops. I will tuck you back in. And hurting. But if you behave, you'll get to come in my throat, which by the feels of things won't take much. Cooperate and you'll be rewarded. Disobey me. Do you like that? You're gonna come, aren't you? I can see you straining. Let's do this. Because I want to fuck you. And I need you to come first. Good job. No, I'm not gonna stop. You're gonna close your eyes and you're gonna take it. I need you hard. Well, you're still semi-hard. I need you all the way there. Plus, there's still cum leaking out of you. And I don't want to miss a drop. Mm-hmm. Just right near the top. I know you're so sensitive. Wait till you get in my pussy. Feel how sensitive you are then. Come on, get hard for me. I know, squirm. Squirm, squeeze your eyes shut. That's right, throw your head back. I know. It's such a fine line between pleasure and pain, isn't it? You want me to stop, but you want me to keep going. Because your cock wants to come again. It's already leaking. Oh, yeah. There we go. We're getting nice and hard. Perfect. This is why I love younger men. The recovery time is next to nothing. That's right. Now, I'm going to get my pants down. Hold them up. Oh, yeah. Just the tip of you. It's enough to make me almost come. Fuck. Told you, guys. I haven't been filled like this in so long. Fuck. Feel me gripping you. Sensitive, isn't it? Yeah. I wanna ride you until you come in me. What? A condom? No, fuck no. I wanna feel you. I'm assuming you're clean. I know I am. Good. So don't worry about it. Just feel my pussy and know that you're gonna pump so much cum into it. You're gonna fill me up from both ends. I'm just gonna grind for a minute. Oh, the heat of the fire against my back is nothing compared to the heat of your cock inside me, stretching me. Oh, so deep. Oh, fuck. I love to sit on a cock like this and just rotate my hips as I grind. you stop me? I'll keep grinding me around in circles. See how wet I am. You're gonna come for me. Oh, yes. My pussy is gonna squeeze that cum out of you. Fill me. Yes, fill my pussy. Shoot into me. Come on. You gave me one load. I swallowed every drop. It hit the back of my throat and it rolled down. This is going to shoot up into me. It's gonna shoot into my pussy. And I'm gonna hold on to it. I'm gonna sleep with you inside me. Well, I mean, we do technically have all night. We gotta make sure they don't sneak out, right? Let's see how long it takes you to get hard again. My pussy. maybe in the sleeping bag this time.